what I would like to see. You know, we're going to have limited resources. We know that. You know, we can't just do things that say we spend more on every problem. But I think each government agency can try to use its resources in the most effective manner. And I think trying to be as rigorous as possible in evaluating what the evidence is, trying to, you know, no metric solves all problems, but trying to collect data. Ideally, we can do randomized control trials and really be clear about what we're testing. We can't always do that, but in many government programs, you know, there are lots of natural experiments. We have rules where people above some cutoff get access to some policy, people below don't. And it, you know, one of the things, you know, I think that would be of great value is to try to make data available to allow both academic researchers and people within government to, you know, more systematically analyze what things we are doing are being effective, what things aren't, you know, who are they helping. And I think that there is the gap between, you know, using the same resources on things that, you know, have very little help for people and reallocating to things that, you know, have big rates of return could, you know, a more effective government could be a tremendous force. And, you know, even within all our current budget constraints, you know, the hope is we could do a lot better if we pay a lot of attention to what things are being effective and what things aren't, and be willing to, you know, continue learning over time.